actual podcasters, and I think, I wonder what they do. Not many people talk about it. Have you noticed that? It's like a bit of a secret. I don't know why. Maybe in case they get tracked down and stalked. Or I suppose if you live in crazy-ass America, you might get sacked for being a podcast listener. And also for being gay. I don't know. And does anyone ever wonder what Big Fatty does at the coal mine? I think that's one of the greatest mysteries. Some kind of coal mine in, where is it? Kakalaki something. It's weird. I saw a picture the other day of Kakalaki. It had this massive, massive golden beach. And then all these really weird looking...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think that's one of the greatest mysteries.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1633 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 29th of April 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to give you an update on the Pride 48, and we're going to talk about some quiz programs, yes, Big Fatty. Hello, feathers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, while your feathers at the end of today's little show, yes, Big Fatty, but we're going to hold it off until then. But y'all, good day in the coal mine. Big Fatty had two, not one, but two, I say two, very important meetings at the coal mine today. And y'all, they both went relatively well. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I thought it started at 10 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it started at 9 a.m. in the morning. I was sitting there at my computer and a little meep, meep, you know, a little message popped up and said, "Berg, what are your meetings in 4 minutes?" And I went, "Holy shit!" And so I got my ass in gear and got on over there to the meeting. And y'all, they were just starting as I came in, but I wasn't the last person to come in, so I didn't feel terribly, terribly bad. Y'all, a couple of things that I forgot to tell you about the weekend. I'm not gonna play the music or anything for it, but y'all, on Saturday, I made another batch of that nuts and bolts, you know, the Chex Mix with my mother's recipe. I think Gavin has that. I believe he has that recipe over there at his. I really don't know where the hell the recipes are, but ask him. But I think he's got that recipe over there. And y'all, if you want to do it, just go get it from him. Be ready, and y'all. This really should have been breaking news. But y'all, when Granny came up to the Fat Cave on Saturday night, y'all, he made the statement, "Well, Big Fatty, I've started listening to the BFO," and I went, "Oh, shit." Evidently the new iPhone has motivated him to start listening to the BFO. So, y'all, dear sweet Gussie, there are no secrets from Granny anymore. Of course, y'all, he'll probably fuck it up somehow. But anyway, that's... Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I'm not going to talk about the quiz programs for this week, but y'all, have you noticed they're starting to advertise the new shows that are coming out? And y'all, that's because we are in sweeps month, it's usually February, May, August, and November. And y'all, evidently it's a secular. So Big Fatty, you can't say it. You're right, I can't. It goes in a cycle. Yes, Big Fatty. So it started a few days early, but y'all, you'll probably notice in your local area that they're doing all kind of special promotions and investigative reports and things like that. But y'all, they're advertising something on the Fox, not the Fox News, but the Fox. And y'all, it's called I Want to Marry Harry. And y'all, what it is, it's like that Joe Millionaire that was on a few years ago where they took this guy, he was a bulldozer driver, and they cleaned him up, and then they brought all these women in to go on dates with him and everything, and you know, it was to see if they were really interested in him or if they were only interested in his money. And y'all, what is that? That is the last of the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, this one, they're bringing a gaggle of women in to meet this guy that looks like Prince Harry. Y'all, and he does look kind of like him. It's not exact, but y'all, I think they're doing the same kind of thing to see if they really want to marry this guy or if they are only interested in him because they think he's Prince Harry. It's just trash. It's just trash. But y'all, I may have to watch it, cause you know, sometimes Big Fatty happens. Big Fatty, what do you mean? Sometimes you have to watch trash. Anyway, but y'all, I can't believe. And y'all, this is taking place over in the UK. So maybe not. Could lend an ear, or Steve in the UK. Y'all, by the way, Steve in the UK, I heard that, you know, he's up there in the Edinburgh, Scotland. Y'all, I hear that, Scotland is gonna break away from the, United Kingdom. Or there's talk about it anyway, but there's that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you might want to check out I Wanna Marry Harry, and it just seems like nonsense. But y'all, sometimes you just gotta have a little nonsense. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was in the coal mine today, and you know, at the beginning of today's little show, that was the little Ozzy Battler, Scotty, from the future, and you know, he wanted to know what Big Fatty did in the coal mine. What, Scotty? I'm gonna tell you what Big Fatty does in the coal mine. I fart an awful lot, and I get up and I walk around an awful lot, and I state my opinion on different things an awful lot. And today I did something new and different, and that was you know how your lips can get chapped and it feels like you've got little flecks of skin on there and it just kind of drives you crazy. Well, y'all, I've got that going on, and so I reached up and I just yanked on that little piece of skin, y'all, and it tore my lip open and it bled. It bled like I was having my monthly visit. Y'all, I couldn't get it to stop. And y'all, I got up and I got me a paper towel, and I tried to get it to stop. I applied pressure, but y'all, you know, your lip is something that's hard to stop bleeding because, you know, you apply pressure and that pumps the blood up there. And, you know, so then I tried to not apply pressure, and I laid down to kind of elevate my lip, hoping that it wouldn't bleed as much. Y'all, nothing was working. I probably went through 3 or 4 paper towels. And I finally told Larry Cly, I got to go home. And y'all, I came home early from a lunch. And y'all, I have a styptic pencil. Is it a styptic pencil? I think that's what it is. Like if you cut yourself shaving, and y'all, I kind of rubbed that on there and for a couple of minutes, and you know, did a little independent surgery. Ready? And but y'all, I finally got the bleeding to stop, and I laid down for a little while, and just to make sure that it was all going to be okay. And y'all, then I got up and had my Italian Mussolini spaghetti for my lunch and went on back to the coal mine. But y'all, it was a bloody mess, baby. That's just vulgar. But anyway, but y'all, I've got an update for you on the Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I'm not going to give you too much information, but I will tell you a couple of things. First of all, you want to get your pencils out, because this coming Sunday night on the 4th of May, y'all, at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Time, y'all, that's going to be the very first State of the Station for Pride 48 for this year. And y'all, it's going to be at 7 p.m. in the evening, and the suits are going to be over there. And y'all, we're going to announce the dates of the June event, and then and we're going to give deadlines letting us know that they're interested in participating. And you know, with that June event, we always try to give priority to the little shows that are not going to be out there in Vegas. So y'all, all of that information will be disseminated, Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar, during the State of the Station. Is going to be this coming Sunday night, May the 4th, at 7 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I hope that you can join us over there in the chat room. And that's not just for podcasters, that's for listeners too. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, squeaky kitty. Hi, poodle. Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
I have a question for Poodle, so cue the cakewalk.
Who's there?
It ain't no square, it's your good doing daddy.
Well, I declare, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake.
I don't know if you have your own music, Poodle, but I figure, as a woman of discerning taste, that this might be an appropriate question for you. I, unfortunately, sometimes JR has us watching the TV machine, and there were these advertisements about something called Ocena, I believe, and it was a prescription medication to enhance the lubrication in women of a certain age. So I thought perhaps you might be willing to comment on this sort of topic. I know living with, well, I imagine at least, living with his high horror, that you've seen great deal of, you know, various puppeteering assistance by lubricants. And so perhaps you might be willing to comment on whether or not you would be willing to undergo the medical side effects for additional lubrication, or if you have a preferred lubricant that Big Natty uses that you use for yourself. All right. Thank you so much, Poodle. And talk to you soon. Bye, Big Natty. And bye, Squeaky Kitty.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Poodle, I'm glad this is your question. Yes, Big Freddy, and I'm happy to answer it. For Calvin, he's just lovely in his little pancake show. A good pancake needs butter. And quite frankly, that's what I use for lubrication. I don't understand all these pills people are putting in there to make the hoo-ha sloppy, gooey, very high sound vulgar. But Poodle, y'all, I've seen these commercials also, and y'all, you know, there's just some things that are not necessary. It's just not necessary. Yes, Big Freddy, I could not have said it better myself.
How'd you do? Well, come right on in.
I got the stuff right
don't
here.
Don't be bashful.
Yeah, well,
you
don't tell Brinks.
I
got it all here in that little bag.
Chair with my
now, come on
all
in and put on a record. Put on
you.
A record.
Now,
put
you
on
never
a record.
This way
listen,
before.
Honey,
you
not
know
too
I've
much noise. The neighbors upstairs are complaining.
Hi, it's Boy Genius. I just wanted to say hi and just nothing else. I was for school. I was a student of the month for technology. So, bye. Can you please say it on the next show, please? Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the boy genius. That is Princess Hannah's son. And first of all, boy genius, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. It is just lovely to hear your voice. And I'm proud as punch. Proud as punch for you being the technology student of the month at your school and it is just lovely, just lovely, and you just keep up your good studies, and that's just wonderful, and I'm sure everybody is proud of you, and I know your mama's proud of you, so you just keep up those good studies, because that will carry you a long way as you grow up. So there you have it. Yes, Big Betty, that's just lovely. Well, y'all, I'm gonna close out today's little show a little different than I normally do, y'all, that's because over the weekend I thought to myself, you know, I haven't heard anything about the baby jar. And, you know, the baby jar is a friend of mine who has visited the Fat Cave many times, and we've known each other many, many years. And you know, he had been in the hospital for a while, and the latest information that I had gotten on him was that he was in hospice, and they were keeping him sedated. And I thought to myself when I got up on Monday morning, you know, I'm a little surprised. I haven't seen anything in the newspaper because the baby jar, even though he lived in Virginia, he grew up in the Charleston area. And so I had been checking the newspaper each day, you know, I thought to myself, well, I'll goggle his name and see if there's any update or anything like that. And y'all, I'm sorry to say that the baby jar passed away on Friday the 25th, and it was in the paper today. And y'all, I'm just going to close out today's little show with just a little piece of music, which I think it's something that Big Fatty wants to have played at his funeral. And it means a lot to me, and it's kind of uplifting, but is also very reflective.